You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily markets update for this Friday, the 24th of May, 2024. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The Australian share market ended the week on a low today, shedding 1.1% following some hotter than expected US data. Elsewhere, Japan released its latest CPI update for the month of April. For more on this and insights on next week's local inflation data, I spoke with Marjabeen Zaman. She's the head of FX research at ANZ.
Overnight in the US, we saw strong PMI data, activity data led by the services side of things, which that suggested that the US economy is in great shape. And then taking a deeper dive into that, we saw that the price components of the PMI survey shows that inflation prices are a little bit higher just from that survey. And so that, that data point really left the market overseas pricing in a higher for longer Federal Reserve. Now, this sort of drove negative risk sentiment across markets. And I think that's what's really carrying over here locally as well.
Now, the commodity sector has been one that's been standing out, taking a few falls over the past few days. Can you talk us through why that's happening?
Look, I think stronger than expected economic data overseas has weighed on hopes of that Fed rate cut, which I spoke about, and that has led to weaker sentiment across the commodity complex. I mean, even just looking at iron ore, market is now taking a stock of last week's announcement for support measures for the Chinese property sector, and they are likely to be a welcome boost to sentiment. But we do think that their impact on demand for iron ore and steel may be lackluster. These measures, should support a rebound in construction in the property sector from the current lows, but it will really do very little to stimulate new projects, which are the real drivers of steel and iron ore demand. Very quickly, on the oil side of things, oil prices have also drifted lower amidst weaker sentiment across markets. There is growing concern that a weaker physical market ahead of the start of the U.S. driving season is responsible for that. U.S. drivers consume more than 10% of global oil demand, making the upcoming driving season a pillar in the recovery of global demand growth for oil. Last but not least, market is really watching the outcomes of the OPEC meeting next weekend, where we're going to get some indication of the supply story.
Keeping on this interest rates, inflation story, Japan has released its CPI data today. It shows that it has eased slightly. What kind of an impact will that have both on the economy and its struggling currency?
Look, CPI was broadly lower in April from previous months due to a large downward momentum in education and medical care services. So the Japanese yen has weakened marginally on the news because a lower inflation number sort of does reduce the urgency for the Bank of Japan to hike quickly. But we think this is just one of the factors they will consider when they meet in June. At the end of the day, the inflation print, while it was lower than the previous month, is still well above the 2% target. So we think the Bank of Japan will likely raise rates in June than not, noting that services inflation, like many parts of the world, is elevated. So what does that mean for the yen? Look, I think we think a weaker yen will definitely raise imported inflation for households, and that would continue to drive headline inflation. But when the Bank of Japan does eventually hike, we do think there will be some strength in the yen, but we don't think it will be meaningful because the rate differentials between Australia and Japan are still pretty wide. We're expecting Bank of Japan to raise by around 40 basis points. We only think the RBA is going to start easing in November with 25 basis points. And, that's probably going to take us close to our year-end forecast for Aussie yen, our currency pair, to just 102, which is really not far from where we are today.
We have our own inflation numbers coming out mid-next week. What are you expecting to happen there?
Look, we expect annual inflation in the monthly CPI indicator to edge down to 3.4% year-on-year in April from 3.5% in March. That's roughly equivalent to a 0.6% month-on-month rise. Now, we expect seasonal price rises in several categories, including clothing and footwear, furnishing, and the services group. Holiday prices are likely to rise strongly as well, reflecting demand for travel and accommodation during the Easter and school holidays. And I think both these increases may be modest than over the previous years, given we are kind of in a weaker consumer environment, and we have seen a little bit of a pullback in discretionary spending.
That was Marjabeen Zaman from ANZ.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.